The devastation in villages in South Kivu is hard to put into words. Rescue efforts are ongoing, but without proper equipment to do the job, the process is slow and painful. Everyone here is doing what they can to help. The government is having a hard time sending heavy machinery because the roads have been cut off. The only way to travel now is by boats in Lake Kivu.
We're evaluating the needs. We're sending food and non-food items. We'll take medical supplies to the area. We'll also relocate those who have been affected into shelters.
Alpha Safari says 12 of his relatives are dead. He's looking for the rest of his family. He's been here for days, but he's also struggling with his basic needs, food, shelter, and clothes.
I'm collecting these bits of wood and sheets to build a shelter, but I have to find a place to build, and this won't be enough. I've only got a sheet of metal and small pieces of wood that can't even stand up, but I'm going to make do with that, and it's going to be difficult. It's a huge burden. There are only a few usable bits and torn sheets, nothing else.
Health workers say they're running out of supplies to treat the injured. They are worried about waterborne diseases like cholera. Many people have come to health centers like this one to get medical help. In North Kivu province, another tragedy struck west of the provincial capital on Tuesday. Several people are missing in a landslide in a mining area in Masisi territory. Miners heard a loud rumble. Those who could ran for safety. Some did not make it. This is another tragedy that Congolese are grappling with. They are also dealing with armed groups. Millions of people are already displaced in this region. Aid workers say they are overwhelmed. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.